Major General Sabit Kong, the Deputy Secretary General for Administration within the Kidgwang faction, says at least 18 soldiers have been killed over the last 3 days following clashes between forces loyal to General Simon Gadwich and those loyal to General Johnson Olunch. General Kong says forces loyal to General Dwal initiated the fighting by attacking forces allied to General Olunch in Panyikang County.
There is some element within Kidgwang forces. They attack their colleagues. They attack their brothers in Wichang Panyik Tunga military base. And they say that they are given order by General Simon Garwijual. They call themselves Garwijual Group. That they belong to Garwij. But we are surprised by those attacks because our chairman and he ordered some of soldiers to attack to kill all these soldiers. But we don't know until now, and we didn't say anything. We is new. He didn't say any new move, and he didn't say anything. We can understand that Garwi is detached from Kidgwang.
Kong says the fighting has continued for 3 days. Kong says the Kidgwang forces fought back in self-defense and will be left with no option but to fight Gadwich group should he continue attacking the SPLM-IO faction.
We are here now in Juba for peace. We are here in Juba for peace. Yeah, and we came here for peace. We cannot return without agreement from government of South Sudan or IG. Yeah, that can affect because we cannot wait until that we can finish our soldier. Yeah, because we are in peace. And why that we didn't want peace? Which means that we if that we attack our forces or our soldier and he call himself tell me he have another group. Okay, we can fight them. We can fight them because we are in peace and that we don't want peace now.
Repeated phone calls to Gerald Gadwich for comment when unanswered. His bodyguard said Gadwich was far from his cell phone. Recent local media reports quote Gadwich as saying the delays in the implementation of the peace agreement prompted him to recall his advance team from Juba to Khartoum for consultations. On February 1st, a delegation of more than 30 military officers with the SPLM-AIO Kidgwang faction arrived in Juba to follow up on implementation of the Khartoum peace agreement signed earlier January of this year. The deal between President Salva Kiir's SPLM in government group and the SPLM-AIO Kidgwang faction led by Gadwich allowed for the integration of Kidgwang forces into the National Army, the South Sudan People's Defense Forces. Gerald Gadwich and Gerald Olunch, commander of the Agwelek forces, signed two separate agreements with Kiir's faction. The agreement also guarantees the implementation of the security arrangements. A permanent ceasefire grants the Kidgwang faction amnesty and reintegration of the breakaway SPLA-IO forces into the SSPDF within 3 months. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.